Welcome to the podcast. My name is Tony Lodge. This is Ryan John, my vice captain.
Yep, we are calling Virginia in the US.
And don't touch me on the Virginia.
Oh, someone's been to the Virginia beach. This is Carlo.
Yeah, the back beach.
It's dangerous at that back beach.
Yeah, watch out for cries.
Hello?
Carlo!
Hello.
Hi. Tony and Ryan, how you doing?
I figured I'm good. How are y'all?
Yeah, we're well. What are you wearing?
A sweater, a crew neck,
love
and some
that.
Shorts.
Oh, beautiful. I'm just wearing a t-shirt.
Oh, I guess you call it a jumper.
Yeah, we do call it a
jumper. Oh, because it's summer down there.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a denim jacket and a t-shirt and shorts. What, Ryan, what are you wearing?
I'm just wearing jeans and a t-shirt like every other day.
Great.
And Carlo, we just learned where you're from and Tony said,
don't touch me on the Virginia. I didn't mean it though.
Actually, you know what? Because I live close to D.C., and folks who live in D.C. proper get really pissed off when people who aren't actually from D.C. see that they're from D.C. So I was like, what did they put on the approval? Where are they going to say that I'm from?
So you so didn't want to get called Virginia. Out as a fake D.C.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we'd never
exactly.
do
I'm
you
not
like
fake.
That.
Well, will you approve the podcast?
I will 100% approve the podcast.
But don't worry, he's not from D.C.
He's not from D.C.
Hi, this is Carlo from not Washington, D.C., and I approve this podcast.
All right, full disclosure.
Mm-hmm. As always.
We've just come from Hot Fun Garbage.
Yes.
The tour
to Melbourne. Tour de France, but Melbourne.
We are exhausted.
Yep.
We are sunburned.
I'm so burnt.
We've had a few drinks to like celebrate and not commiserate, but just like resettle.
Yeah.
And we've literally just come from there. So it's like.
Ryan jumped in the ocean with his outfit on.
Yep.
And had a change of clothes, luckily. So you've gotten changed, but I'm still wearing like my suit. So I like still smell like sunscreen and like.
And I also, my change of clothes was about a kilometre away. So then I walked in my high top Nikes and just my underwear across the grass, through the beach, through the car park, down the Ackland Street, St Kilda.
Yeah.
And were you proud to walk next to me?
Oh, yeah. Me, mate, I'll always stand by you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're about to do our vows. Yeah. Yes, I do.
And after the Hot Fun Garbage event, I have an announcement to make.
Oh.
So that's coming up soon.
Oh, so not now?
No.
Okay.
No, that's coming up soon. But it's a big announcement and we've never done this and it's like it's a line in the sand. It's a moment in time.
Do I know about this?
When I say it, I think based on what we've experienced in the last few hours, you'll agree and I think the time is right.
Okay. Oh, all right. Oh, fuck. I really hope that it's nothing that I have to edit out because I'm like, Ryan, that's a terrible idea.
No, we don't. The turnaround is too quick.
Okay.
But first, is it fair to say like, in the last 3 or 4 months, if you spend more than 15 seconds scrolling any social media app, Megan and Harry will at some point get in your feed.
They're hot at the moment, aren't they?
They're
in your face. So, have you watched the, I don't know if it's really your thing, but the like their Netflix show?
No. Did you?
So I've kind of gone to put it on a few times and Torbs is like, mate, I don't really, and I'm like, oh, I'll save that one for me. But then when I go to watch TV like by myself, I always just like put a rerun of The Hills on.
Yeah.
Like, and so, you know, I've watched The Hills 15 times, but nothing new. But I quite like the look of that because as you know, I met them when they were in Australia.
Of course. I went to London for their wedding.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Did you get some like commemorative like wedding china or something from them?
No, we were like just part of the media. So we were the scum on the other side of the street.
Yeah, you were buying the like bootleg fucking merch from the guys on the side of the road.
I was flipping the bootleg merch. No, then I got back from where the wedding was into London. I was like, guys, this is legit. £25.
Yeah, I got it from it's still got the cake on it. Yeah.
But I don't know if you realize this. His book is now officially the fastest selling nonfiction book of all time.
Just after mine, obviously.
Yeah, well, yours officially launches Feb 28.
I can't. Is that really?
Yeah.
What do you know? Sorry if this is throwing a curveball, yeah. But do you know what it was before? Like, so we've got some like comparison. I can Google it.
Google it.
Fastest selling nonfiction.
Yep. Book.
Yep. So obviously, this just comes up now.
Because
all the headlines literally just like, wow, can you believe that? Holy shit. In the UK alone, 467,183 print copies sold so far in the first week of release.
That's crazy.
Just under 500,000.
In the UK only.
Holy shit. And their publisher has said that they sold 750,000 copies in the UK only, and that's ebooks and everything.
So I was getting the vibe that, like, people are kind of getting a bit over it. You know how you hear a lot of people kind of a bit like, oh, you know, you quit the royal family for privacy, so why are you doing all this stuff?
And I do get that.
And
yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is that all the scandal has paid off. It's selling books. People say they're over it, but they're not. They're out there buying it.
But that's the thing. People go, oh, who's watching this garbage when like shows like Love Island are on? I'm like,
it's high rating.
Obviously everybody, because yeah. People are fucking watching it and it's still happening. Like this podcast.
Yeah.
People go, who's fucking listening to that?
Well, a lot of people apparently. So a lot of people listen to Megan's podcast.
Yeah. Is that a Spotify podcast?
A Spotify original.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
Great
to
deal.
The Spotify team.
I wonder if she did as well as we did, like with the garbage truck and everything. Like,
she was offered the garbage truck?
Yeah.
Or maybe she said once they're done with it.
Yeah, she'll have it after us. I heard that Kim Kardashian is also interested after that. Yeah.
But I guess my learning is, having read your book, having read The Room of what's happening with Harry, your book, a lot of laughs, some beautiful moments, great nostalgic look back to Australian childhoods.
Yeah.
One thing it is missing, I think, having watched the Harry stuff, is the scandal. There's not enough scandal in your book. Because you know how there's these clips coming out and you're like, oh, I lost my virginity in the alley behind this thing with some girl and blah,
and
blah, blah.
And the cocaine thing, like all the drug stuff in there. It's fucking pretty gnarly, right?
So you would agree that scandal sells.
Oh.
Do you? Yes.
I've missed the... Yeah. Oh. Well, I see what you're saying.
I don't think it's too late because I've actually rewritten a few parts of your book for you.
Oh, have you?
And
the man who can't spell?
Well, you may stumble a little bit here. So I'm going to text you something. There's a few of these. Can you just, in your voiceover kind of audiobook voice, read this? And I just think this is the headline that'll get the Daily Mail.
You reckon?
Interested?
Okay. So,
and this is going to sell books.
So you've asked me a few times if when I was reading the audiobook, if I was allowed to like give a bit of love or a laugh or a cry or whatever. And I was. So okay. I'll adjust accordingly.
Adjust accordingly. Okay. But this is the updated version of Tony's book coming out February 28th. And you're not allowed to question. You just have to read it.
Okay. I've often mentioned that I was catfished by someone pretending to be Robert Pattinson. Well, that's not true. I actually was with Robert Pattinson for months, but his legal team made me keep quiet because he was pretending to be with that other Twilight slag for PR for the film. Truth is, there isn't a hole in my body that hasn't had Robert Pattinson in it.
Whoa, better read that book. That'll be flying off the shelves, hearing all the goss.
Seriously. There isn't a hole in my body. Because, like, the thing that's going viral is, like, his audiobook clips and it's people like, oh, like, reacting to it. Fuck, that's good.
That's what I'm saying. People are going to react to that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sex sells, huh?
And if you can get into the, like, you know, the twihard, what are they called?
Yeah, twihards, yeah.
If you hit that area.
Yeah.
That's a fucking goldmine.
And have you ever been on, like, Twilight Talk?
No.
Okay. Well, so I end up on Twilight Talk a lot, like the Twilight side of TikTok.
Right.
And people, they fucking still love it. I think it'd still go off.
There's another passage here.
Okay, ready? When we started the podcast, people often asked if Ryan and I were together because we were doing sexy pickup line videos and we had sexy chemistry. The truth is, Ryan and I were doing the hippity-dippity. Truth is, there is an hole in my body that hasn't had Ryan John in it.
Whoa, they were together all along.
Wow,
call the Daily Mail.
Oh my
books flying off the shelf.
And the highest selling non-fiction book ever
in Australia since Prince Harry two weeks ago.
Fuck that. Yeah, I mean, these scandals, they're true. We just left them out.
Yeah.
For privacy reasons.
So,
no, I love that.
Are you Tony Lodge, giving permission for those edits?
Oh, hopefully they're already in there. They've started printing, so the first half won't be in there. The rest of it.
Hey, it's Carlo from Not Washington, D.C., and you're listening to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Hopefully we saw some of these people
We did because we saw a lot of Frank Green water bottles.
That was really crazy seeing them in the wild, eh? Yeah. And it was funny. We had to tell so many people that, like, we actually don't even have one. We didn't end up with any. So, like, seeing them in the wild is awesome. I saw Bridget using one. I think Bridget is the only one of our family that has one.
Yeah. My cousin Bonnie, big fan. She's like, can I have one? I was like, no.
Yeah, we'd love to give you one, mate, but no, we can't.
Cannot.
Maricela Garcia, thank you so much. Tighty Coolstrom, Sarah Jane, Michael Sanchez, Braden Hargraves, and it's Sean Spinks. Thank you very much.
We
fucking love to see it. And thank you for supporting us, because to, like, go to this event today.
Yep.
And I know it was like on the weekend, but fuck, what a crazy fucking day. Honestly, just like super, super cool.
So the line went for hours and hours, and we stayed a lot longer than we were permitted to.
So they were like, we have to kick you out at 12. There's a hard out. What time did we end up leaving there when the line finally dwindled out?
It was 1:30.
1:30.
Yeah. So we're there for almost 4 hours. But now that we're about 3 hours ago, we left. And I think you were just saying before, maybe, I don't know if we're recording it, but like it's finally just hit you.
Yeah.
That you have this huge line of people coming to see you.
Just crazy. Yeah. Like I think, and you were kind of like, yeah, the adrenaline of like, because we talked to people for, so we got there at 10, we left at 1:30. What's that? Someone do the maths. 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
Like you're smiling, talking to people, hugging people, hearing all these stories. Like it was really incredible, but because you're kind of on the whole time, it's like, fuck, like now you kind of.
Did you say you have a sore jaw from smiling so much?
Yeah, like I can
feel. Are you on drugs?
Literally, yeah, I feel like I've been like fucking chewing my jaw all night or something. But like, because like the whole, I just didn't stop smiling the whole day.
Yeah.
And now it's like I can feel the tightness like in the back of my.
Let Ramsey the osteo know. He's going to have another jaw cracking on Monday.
Thanks to our gorgeous Miles Dentistry down on Exhibition Street. The Invisalign fucking got a fair workout today.
Yeah. I have an announcement to make.
Oh, I don't know what this is and I feel nervous. Should I feel nervous?
No, it's great. It's an exciting time.
Uh-huh.
And how long ago did we start the podcast? 14 months?
Yeah.
15, 16 months.
Yeah.
Something like that. And we were very nervous that no one was going to come down today because we have often said, and the stats in the back end of Spotify would suggest, that at some stages 20% were from Australia and 80% were from the rest of the world. So it was always a bit of a running gag that like there's
There's no Aussie tarpers. Yeah.
I've got an announcement to make. There are Australian tarpers.
Fucking lot of them actually.
There's a fuck ton of them. And thank you for changing our lives.
Yeah.
And I will never say we don't have Australian tarpers again from now on.
Out for 2023, saying that we have no Aussie tarpers.
Because we do.
Because there's fucking heaps of them.
Yeah.
We have pre-recorded a lot of show approvals, though, where Ryan refers to people as, oh, a rare Melbourne tarper. Please just ignore that from now on because we're not saying it anymore.
Oh, yeah, we recorded a bunch last week.
Yeah, but they exist. So just.
As of March, there will be no more mentions of rare Australian tarpers.
Yeah, and a few people actually pulled us up on it today. They're like, see, there are Aussies that love you. And it was like, fucking heartwarming, eh? It was really nice.
But then we had to apologise because the line was so long. We're like, sorry, we didn't realise anyone was going to turn up. And they're like, well, stop fucking telling yourselves there's no one here because there is.
We actually did have like a quiet moment together maybe like early last week and I was like, fuck, like what if no one actually comes?
Mm.
Like what do we do? Do we look like fuckheads or is it fine? Like does it matter? And Ryan was like, if 10 people come, we get to have a great time with 10 people.
Yep.
If 1,000 people come, we get to have a great time with 1,000 people, a bit shorter
each person.
But, you know, I felt like I wasn't really anxious about it, but to see that many people was like really fucking, that is like core memory for sure today. Absolutely. Was fucking insane.
I've got a couple of particular shout outs.
Yeah.
One is to what I'm going to call Boyfriends of TARP. We've all seen the hashtag. It was probably 3 years ago when it was like boyfriends of Instagram. Yep. And it's like the boyfriend who has to take all the hot photos of the wife and stuff. There are a lot of people who usually the female partner was like really excited.
Yeah.
And then you could see like the boyfriend had been dragged along.
Yeah.
And we go, oh, g'day, mate, you've been dragged along. He's like, oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just standing
in
line.
Or they go, this is Sarah. She's my friend from work.
Yeah.
And you can tell Sarah's got no fucking idea who we are, but she goes, yeah, this bitch fucking took me all the time.
Yeah, I'll take the photo. Do you want to jump in the Sarah photo? No. Do you want to jump in the Sarah photo? Yeah. Do you want to jump in the photo, Sarah? No, I'll just take it.
I'll take it. It's fine.
But what I will add, though, is thanks for dragging your partner down.
Yeah.
But B, for someone to just turn up and stand there in the sun for an hour anyway, I appreciate it. Even if you don't know who we are or listen to the show, thanks anyway.
Not even just commitment to us, commitment to their partner.
Well, it's probably more their partner than us,
really. There's not a lot of people that I would stand in a line for Torbs. Ooh. Like if Torbs was like, I really want to go to this thing, I'd be like, cool, sweetie, see you when you get back.
So what's Torbs into? Okay, so Torbs drags you to a convention of how things are shipped overseas.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, you'll never fucking get this guy ships stuff all the time. We're going to line up for an hour to meet him. Yeah. Are you going to go?
Yeah, I would go because Torbs sat there all day while we were there today.
That is good. Well, so hang on. So you'd go because you owe him.
Yeah, I'd be like,
not because you want to.
You got one in the bank. I guess I got to.
Sorry that I forgot this person's name, but probably the low light of the day, if there are many highlights.
Sorry, mate. What happened?
One lady. So I was helping them throw their clothes in the back of the truck. And do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So they've got their car keys with like their finger through the key ring to kind of hang on to them. And then she's got this big bag to like throw a huge bag into the back of the
like
truck.
Like ceremoniously like hoik into the back of the
thing.
I've
been trying to get rid of these clothes for years and see ya!
Yeah.
So she throws the bag and the keys come off her hands and it's a big truck. And there was a lot of stuff in there.
There was so much stuff in there.
And so the keys just flying. And could you imagine the sound of keys on the metal truck?
Yeah. It's like one of those things where you know straight away.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you've done it, you fucking know.
She's like, oh, and I've gone, oh shit, that's it. Ting. Yep. There it is. So
and you go, well, we're really busy, so you deal with that, Joanne, and we'll fucking...
There's a lot of people in the line, babe, so good luck finding that. Yeah.
Oh, poor thing. She lives
there now, so...
Yeah, well, she can't get into her house.
She's living in the back of the truck.
I have a special shout-out to someone who, after I mentioned that I wanted to get rid of my boyfriend Torbs's green denim jacket...
Yes.
They said, hang on, I know, and their boyfriend got their green denim jacket. So we had a ceremonious double denim jacket throw out.
Yeah, it felt right, didn't it?
And she went, yeah, green denim so out. And I went, fuck, babe, I don't think it was ever in. That's all I have to say. In and out for 2023. It's come in, it's gone straight back out.
Can something be out if it was never in to start with?
It's
just being.
Does it even exist then?
Yeah,
you know?
It just is.
We also had... A few people were very generous and bought us some little presents. We had some 3D
printed
penises dropped off, which were lovely.
Mine was a bit smaller than I would have thought.
Yeah, I don't think it was direct model.
Okay. Oh, well, that's the thing.
Yeah. But
I got a good laugh. I turned around and went, oh, is this average? And it was really small. And
love that.
Like, yeah, great.
Thank you. We got like a packet of Tim Tams.
Yep.
Somebody gave me some Bisque and biscuits that I talked about like – very beginning of the podcast that my mum used to give me for my lunch. She used to put them in my lunchbox. That was very kind. We also have a present which I like started hacking into in the line and Ryan went, hey, Tony, how about you be a bit more fucking civilized and we save this for the podcast?
So this is from Beck and Justin.
Who were lovely, by the way, when we met them.
Dear Tony and Ryan, the bread to my butter, it says. So would you like to do the opening?
Please. You do it. I started opening it, so I feel like it's only right that you have a chance.
Now, when you open stuff, because I always have this strange thing. I don't know if it's because I just maybe says a bit about how we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I always used to like be really careful unwrapping so we could like reuse the paper.
Oh, we used to do that too.
Okay, great.
Yeah. No, I've torn this already.
Yeah,
so...
but now I'll still be really careful. And people are like, just fucking open it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I'm... You've
torn it. It's fine.
Oh, we must be doing well.
Oh, you've torn it. Yeah, not the first time I've said that to you. Sorry. Just a little vagina joke.
Little.
We might need some. Oh, I've got a pen here.
Here we go.
Is it openable?
That's in a Oh, it's a.
All right, it's in a cardboard box. Oh, it's a bit past the parcel now.
I was
going to
say, if I just keep opening this and there's another box within this box.
Do you want to use that pen to try and like slice that tape open? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a bit of.
Fucking get that in there.
Yeah. You've done that before.
Oh, if there's nothing in here and this is a genuine.
That would actually be very funny.
Okay, so I've opened the wrapping. And I've opened the box.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's like 60 fucking layers of.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Well, they said the butter to the bread.
Oh, it's like a bread dish. Oh, cute.
And it's got little butter on the top.
Oh, so it might be like a little cookie jar or something. Yeah. And it's like a big loaf of bread with like knobs of butter on the top. That's adorable. Oh, thank you so much, Beck and Justin. I honestly, that is so, so lovely.
Should we put that on the table? But fuck that. I'm going to stop touching
it's
that.
It's very loud, isn't it?
Because we are low on Frank Green water bottles, maybe this can be the new paraphernalia.
Maybe we can have, a little spot.
I'll put the 3D printed dicks up as well.
Yeah, we'll put the dicks up. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Put the dicks up. We'll put the bread and butter up. Yeah, very fun.
All right, so in closing, Tony Lodge.
Yes.
14 months ago, we started a podcast.
Yeah.
Now we're sitting here. I was about to say in our studio. It's not. We just rented it off a friend.
Yeah, but it sells for the times that we pay for it.
That's the times we pay for it. How does it feel to have just come from an event, from a podcast that you just created out of thin air and have hundreds? Do we know how many people came?
I actually don't. Someone said that maybe it was about 400. I feel like it was more than that.
Yeah, the line just
I feel
kept
like
going
I hugged more than 400 people.
Yeah. How does it feel now? To just like the whole thing, not just the event.
Honestly, like fucking insane. And that sounds like such a cop out though, but really genuinely crazy. Like, and someone the other day I was talking to about the pod and how it started and everything, and I was like, oh, and it's like I don't have a job. Not because I don't do anything, but because every day I'm like, oh, there's just something else to do. Like, yep. I never feel like, oh, I've got to go to work.
Yeah.
You know? I just feel really, really lucky and we do have the best fans in the world. I know everybody says that, but we do. We've got the best lot of tarpers, crazy bunch of weirdos that, you know, would come down and wait in the sun for us and send us things from overseas and it's just so surreal.
It is. I think seeing real people made it feel more real.
Yeah.
Because when you kind of look at numbers on the computer, I mean, it just doesn't.
Or even numbers like in our Facebook group.
Yeah.
There's 40,000 people in there, but that doesn't really sound like it's a big number, but it doesn't sound like, how can you quantify that?
But putting names to faces, seeing real people come out, like I said, stand in line. The fact that, we're pretty keen at the first, we want to make this community like fun and that everyone can come and be themselves. And I feel like tarpers were getting along with other tarpers in the line. Someone had to catch a flight, so everyone helped them.
Let them
push through
in
and do whatever. Yeah.
And people felt comfortable enough to come alone.
Yeah.
Which is really huge. Like there's not a lot of
You go to any event by yourself ever?
Probably not.
I asked Tony last week if she went to many music festivals and she goes, oh, I haven't been invited.
Yeah.
And I said, it's actually an open event.
You just buy a ticket. Yeah. But I meant no one had ever invited me to go with them.
So and you wouldn't see the lineup and go, I'll buy a ticket by myself.
And then our new producer Cam said, Tony, I've invited you to a music festival before.
Is that right, Cam? He's in the room now. Yeah. Well, fucking shame on you, mate.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty embarrassing. Yeah. Anyway, playing my fucking tiny violin for myself. He's like, I've definitely invited you.
Multiple times.
Yeah, I get like it just feels really surreal, very, very cool. And it was so nice to meet people and they go, oh, you remember this story? And I was like, oh yeah, and then your partner did this. And they're like, that was really nice as well. And I think people were stoked that we remembered them and had chatted to them before and it was cool.
There was one thing you could change about. Would you change anything about today?
I wish I didn't get sunburned.
Yep.
I wore so much fucking sunscreen.
Not enough, apparently.
But I think that I wish that I wasn't so burnt right now.
I wish I had my change of clothes close to the beach so I didn't have to walk through all of St. Kilda in my underwear.
Yeah, it was.
Although you're fucking welcome to everyone that walked past.
St. Kilda's like a pretty quirky place.
Yeah.
And you were probably still one of the weirder people walking through.
Was it the high top shoes and the combination?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, what are they? Air Force Ones with the like Velcro over the front.
Yeah.
And I was still wearing my fucking suit. So I looked like I was just like escorting you through that because I was in like like official wear. Yeah,
escorting this guy off the premises.
But anyway, I feel like what a great note to like start the year on. It's only going to get better from here. Yeah. Yeah, we got lots of fun shit coming and it's just fucking, you fucking love to see
it. You fucking love to see it.
I actually have a you love to see it that I don't think
is worthy
of going after what we've just done.
Well, how about this?
Do you know what I mean?
I also have a you love to see it and maybe mine can like bring it down slightly for then yours to really bottom out.
That's really fucking gentlemanly of you.
What's the opposite of gateway? Like it's like I'm easing it down. On the way out.
I have no idea. Gateway on the way out. What do you? I have no idea.
Sorry, there's a few looks going around. Remind me not to say gateway on the way out ever again.
Yeah, I mean, whew, very interesting.
You know the guy who hangs out at like real expensive restaurants or hotels or beach clubs in Los Angeles, and when they come past in a sick car, he goes, "Oh, what do you do for living?
Work? Yeah. Yes, yeah."
And how good are those videos?
I've seen his TikToks and stuff. Yeah, so good,
so good. And the reason he started is because he is like a car guy, genuinely interested in like, "Oh, you've got the new model, blah 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 blah." And he was just curious, and he knew, "Hey, I'm probably never gonna have a car
these
like that.
Fucking Ferrari.
Because I'm not in a position, like most, to buy a Ferrari.
Absolutely.
So all I can do is live vicariously and just go to these awesome places, check out these sick cars and be like, oh man, what do you do for a living to be able to get this? How awesome.
Also, it's just a fucking interesting question to ask people.
It's a fantastic question.
Like, especially someone you've never met before, you go, what do you do for work? And then they say something crazy. You're like, is that a fucking job?
Right.
Yeah.
26 months after starting that TikTok account, he's bought his own Lamborghini.
Oh, I should have gone first. Oh, yours is way better than mine.
How good is that?
Oh, my God. That's you fucking love to see that.
You fucking love to see that. And I know,
I've actually got goosebumps. Through my sunburnt skin, I have goosebumps. That's lovely.
Somewhere, there's goosebumps down there somewhere.
Somewhere beneath the hot red skin.
The guy who asks people what they do for a living buys their first sports car.
I started this account because the thought of owning a luxury car seemed crazy to me. I was not a content creator by any means and was too shy to really even show my face for the first year. But bam, thanks to all of you here, I am owning something that seemed so out of grasp just 2 years ago. Just a little better than my old Chevy Impala. Now, I don't like to get sappy, but seriously, one question changed my life forever. I was just a regular dude with no editing or filming experience, and within 2 years, I was shooting videos with the president. Without all of you, none of this would have been possible, and I guess all I have to say is, take that risk. Even if it's something as simple as just asking someone what they do for a living, it could change your life.
Doesn't that just fire you up?
Start the fucking blog.
Start the fucking blog. For those playing along at home, it was a Porsche. And a real low, like the two-door real sports car.
Aww.
Yeah, it looks sick. Good.
That's really cool. Yeah, I definitely should have gone first because that's way better than mine. My you love to see it is a PSA. Back up your fucking phone. Because, Ryan, I tried to call you once last week and you called me back in a fucking huff and puff because you said, you just called me 7 times. I said, no, I fucking haven't. You were like, oh, well. My phone fucking beeps to dip up.
When you said, no, I fucking haven't, there was a bit of attitude there.
Because I was like, I haven't. I literally called you once. He goes, I've got 7 fucking missed calls from you. And luckily, only that day, I had backed up my phone because I was like, I've got all these pictures of people I don't want to lose, right? And I'd only just backed it up.
Yeah.
And then that happened. And Torbs was like, we have to do like a factory reset on your phone. Because I like needed to like, I feel like I have to just like start again.
Yeah.
So PSA, back up your phone. Don't lose all your shit. Yeah. I didn't, thank fuck, but you hear horror stories, don't you?
Yeah.
And you know what fucking, this is a conspiracy, I reckon.
Gone.
I am one payment away from paying off my phone and now this shit's fucking kicking up.
It's not a conspiracy. It's
fact. Fucking what happens.
That's what they do.
That's a real
thing.
That's
how they get you.
Like literally the phone is designed to last 22 months because you fucking buy it for fucking 24.
Yep.
And then now I'm like, I'm literally about to have like a free phone I've paid off that I can use and then my bill won't be fucking $7,000 every year, every month because I'm paying off the phone as well.
That's how they get you.
And now I'm going to have to go into the fucking Telstra shop, which is the worst thing ever. You don't love to see that.
Oh, there's a tarpa in the Telstra shop in Greensboro. He would beg to differ. He's a lovely man.
Oh, well, I'll fucking take a fucking yacht out to your place and do that instead.
I live away from the beach.
Yeah, you do.
You won't get far on the yacht on a highway.
I'll take the garbage truck. We're still renting that.
Yeah,
I'll hoof that up the bloody, I don't know what the highway is to your house.
The Eastern.
Eastern bloody freeway. Great.
That is actually a great PSA though.
Yeah,
So Tony calls me and I declined it and then I texted and said, I'm in a birthing class.
Yep.
And then you called me five more times and Bridget's like, it must be fucking serious.
Yeah. Well, so I was driving and I called once and then I got your text and it said that I'd missed a call from you.
Oh.
Because you know how the phone
what a mess.
Reads, oh, it was just such a fucking mess. Anyway.
I've got another Leah to see.
Oh, okay.
I received the best text message I've ever received from Tony.
Save this, I reckon, for another day.
Should I?
Do you need a spare? You'll have to see it for maybe tomorrow or next week.
No, because this will be old news soon. What are you wearing, Tony?
I am wearing our garbage suit onesies that I made with my cricket.
Tony sent me a text message that said, and this is the greatest text message I've ever read, how annoying is diarrhea when you're wearing a one piece?
Leave that with you. You can all imagine what fucking came next. I shouldn't have had a coffee this morning, but that's what I'll say. But yeah, we live and we learn.
We got a big event today. I reckon put a one piece on and have three double shot cappuccinos.
Yeah.
Extra foam. Did you want dairy milk? Yeah.
Yeah. Taste the cow, pop the cow bro. Milk in me. Yep. Taste the cow.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you again to everyone who came on the weekend. It was incredible. We're probably going to come down.
Definitely.
Now, sleep for a very long time.
Yeah.
But,
order some fucking naughty dinner, I reckon. Yeah.
We've had a naughty lunch, but I will back it up with a naughty dinner. Nice. But thank you for everyone that came down or sent their commiserations. It was a very special day.
Yeah. It was really special. Yep. You fucking love to see it.
You fucking love to see it.
Love you. Bye.